All right. Well, welcome to one of the most different and probably shortest and unique episodes of Awkward Pillow Talk that we're going to have. And this one is about Memorial Day. And you're like, hey, Jason, Stephanie, why the heck are you guys talking about Memorial Day?
Why do you, you know, care so much care?
Well, it's a pretty big day for us. Pretty big deal, at least. And it's one of those things where I feel like now that I have a platform and I have a public voice, I've always stood out and spoken about this. It's always been a big thing for me. And it really doesn't matter. This isn't a political thing. It's just something that awareness should be brought up. So, you know, Memorial Day, obviously, to a lot of people is barbecues and celebrations.
And some people don't even celebrate it.
Some people don't celebrate it. And, you know, unfortunately, not every family is allowed to or able to feel the same way. My family is one of those. We're a Gold Star family. My brother was killed in Iraq, and it's been something that has completely shaped my life and has shaped the life of my family. So when we see Memorial Day and we see people talking about, you know, oh, grilling hot dogs and all this kind of stuff, it gives us pause, because to us, Memorial Day is about remembering those that have fallen.
Right.
I think every day we should be thanking our troops, you know, thank you for your service, but this day is not about that. This day is about those that gave the ultimate sacrifice. It's about remembering what they did, telling their stories, and keeping their names alive.
Right.
It's just so incredibly important to me. Having seen this, I've been there. I've gotten the, you know, the call. We've had the people come to the door and knock on the door and say, hey, you know, he's not coming home. We know how that feels. And I think it's another important thing too, that a lot of people are aware of what the Gold Star symbol really means.
Right.
Because there's so many times where somebody will see it or I'll mention it.
And they'll
say, hey, I'm a Gold Star family. They'll be like, oh, congratulations.
Right. They'll be like, oh, you know, do you have a military, background?
Affiliation. Or, right. Like, no, because I have military tattoos for my brother. I'm a Gold Star family.
Right.
And they say, oh, well, congratulations. I say, oh, well, obviously you don't know what that means, but that's okay. Let me explain it.
Right.
And usually they are somewhat embarrassed, but it shouldn't be an embarrassment thing. It's something that I don't mind talking about.
Right.
Gold Star families don't mind talking about it either. So again, this is one of those things. This isn't the sexy talk you're looking for. But this is us. This is who we really are.
Right.
This is part of what shaped me. And I think it's important to talk about, and if you ever give me a platform to talk about it, I'm going to shout it from the rooftops that Memorial Day is about remembering the fallen. Think of them, think of the families and all the sacrifices that they have all made. Enjoy your time with your families, enjoy your hot dogs. But please remember, take some time. And, if you would like to join us, we are doing a shot on Memorial Day on our page, Awkward Talk, at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Yep.
So we'll go live probably about 15 minutes prior to that. And if you would like to come and join us and just take a shot live, we're just going to do one in honor of all the fallen. Nothing, you know, we're not trying to get money from you or anything like that. We just want to have a group of people together to remember. Because to me, that's Memorial Day, is being able to lift one up and say, hey, here's to those that we lost that, you know, gave the ultimate sacrifice.
And keeping their memories alive.
Absolutely. So thank you for listening to this short episode.
Yeah.
And we hope to get back on track here shortly.
We hope you join us on Monday, May 27th at 10 p.m. Eastern time.
That's right. OnlyFans.com/awkward talk. Thanks.
Thank you.
Awkward people, Stephanie and I are super excited to announce a new partnership that we have with a swinging community site called SDC. Now, the way that we're going to handle this one is this is where we're going to communicate from now on with anybody that we want to play with, because SDC has a great way of letting us figure out exactly what somebody is. It's going to ask all the right questions. I get to know what their height, their weight, their play preference, all kinds of pictures. They can upload videos, and it makes it super easy to search and verify location on. So we figured, hey, if they're going to let us play and advertise, that's probably going to be the right site for us to use, right, Steph?
Absolutely. I mean, it makes sense.
It's like window shopping now. Steph can just jump on and whoever she likes, boom, right there. Now, if you want to make sure that you get connected with us on that site, sign up through our link, awkwardxxx.com. Anybody that signs up there, we will find out. Now, maybe not immediately because we're still learning, but we will find you and we will send you a message saying, hey, thank you for joining. And it'll be a great way for us to connect and have unfiltered conversation together. So we're really looking forward to it. And hopefully we'll see you online at awkwardxx. Common confidential. You know, sometimes when you think about luxury, you think about like the bed sheets or the mattress that you're on. You don't necessarily think about the towels that you're going to use to clean up with afterwards. And that is probably my favorite thing about what we received from Common Confidential is these little cum rags. Y'all, it seems silly, but they are absolutely amazing. I mean, let's not get it twisted. The blanket they gave us is awesome too. Steph and I rolled around on it immediately. And the body butter that they gave us, I mean, it works for penetration too, which, you know, right up our alley. But still, the 6 washcloths, that is what I think about most often and what I try to keep clean. Because if I'm going to clean up, I'd much rather clean up with that than with a paper towel. I know it's silly, but y'all go check it out yourself, commonconfidential.com, and then use our discount code, AwkwardPillowTalk. Get some for yourself. You're going to thank me later.
Hey, Jason, I think it's time for some shameless self-promotion.
All right, babe, what do you got on your mind?
Well, we've been talking about the Spicy Pages a lot on the podcast, but I think it's time that we finally invite them in and let them see what it's all about.
Yeah, okay. I mean, everybody always wants to know how to get involved and all that kind of stuff. And the first way to get involved is to, you know, actually see what it is that we do. All of our stuff is so real and so raw.
Right.
But how are you thinking we do it? Like movie announcer style?
Sure, we can give it a try.
All right, let's give it a go. In a world where ordinary podcasts just aren't enough, two podcasters with incredible genitalia break free from the mic to bring you an awkward experience like no other. Exclusive content awaits at virginitysnatchers.com.
Dive deep behind the scenes and join us for unfiltered, uncut, and undeniably wild adventures.
Don't just listen. Be a part of the journey.
You can come watch me take every single virginity, see close-ups as they enter my pussy for the first time, and get an even closer look into our kinky world.
How was that for dramatic?
I mean, it was dramatic. It might be a little over the top, but I think they'll get the point.
All right. Well, if y'all want to reach out to us, you check out our paid pages. You can find them all on virginitysnatchers.com. Love to interact. We love to do custom content, and we love to help answer your questions. If you need a guaranteed response, you find us on there. If you want to support us, that's the way to do it. Now,
let's get back to the show.